You kind of said something before I wanted to ask about, and maybe you could elaborate for 46 listeners.
45 now. I'm pretty sure we offended somebody.
yeah, especially people who are into Walter Cronkite. Anyway, how do you get invited to a sex party at the Waldorf? I mean,
I feel it's a different thing as a relatively attractive woman in her 20s. Like, I'm dealing. Basically, I'm 20. How old do you think I was?
I don't know.
This is a losing proposition.
I'm
28.
Okay,
so,
yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm
28.
Fuck you.
There you go.
No winning this. It's all negative.
Well, you don't have to be young.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
It gets better.
Oh, good.
You know who says that? Old broads.
I believe you.
Fuck you. It gets better.
I can't wait.
What's wrong with being old broads? Old broads are
genuinely comfortable in my own skin with enough money in my checking account to make choices.
It's amazing. Trust me.
Which I feel like
you're on the upswing. Trust me.
Thank you. So I, what I did is I recently went through a breakup, and I'm taking my slutty phase very seriously.
I've never heard those two terms put together in the same sentence, but I'm very intrigued.
Taking
seriously. That's
what I'm taking it very seriously.
Don't half-ass it.
Specifically interested in new experiences and fulfilling fantasies. And since I started masturbating, have really veered towards like. Gangbang stuff, gang rape fantasy, escorting stuff, you know, like the archetypal whore, some woman who commands the attention of a lot of men at the same time. And so I was talking to somebody, and they sort of did like a gut check of like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, I feel pretty serious. And he said, well, if you're interested, there's this group of people that do this. I'd be happy to introduce you to the person that runs it. And I, you know, later that night, I went to the Waldorf Astoria. I met this guy for a drink. We got to know each other a little bit. And then he set an expectation of like, please come up. Please don't feel pressured to do anything you don't want to do. The first half of the evening is just getting to know each other. And do understand that all of these people have known each other intimately for many years, so don't be intimidated by how well everyone knows each other. And I went up, and it was a very... It's like walking in on a group of, like, lifelong friends. Everyone's jabbing.
Can you just
watch? Yeah.
Do you walk in like Norm from Cheers? Like,
no. No, no, no. But I'm saying, like, you know.
Yeah, there was a little bit of that. Like, somebody would come in and they'd be like, good to see you. And I mean, there's like, everyone had a shared history. And they'd been meeting for like 5 years. And I came in, and the first half of it was everyone chatting. I had a gig booked later that night. So I had an out. So I went to the gig, and then I decided to come back. And so I did my set. I bombed, and I felt terrible about that.
No, but you're like, you know what?
I'm
still getting
laid. But I'm going to get laid. So I came back, and you know, by that time, everyone was sort of in bathrobes, and I got undressed, and things started to heat up again, and somebody ordered pizza. Like, it was a very fun,
it's
cool
very normal,
party.
Abnormal.
Did you end up with the guy who invited you?
No, I didn't. I didn't hook up with
that guy. Don't fuck the host. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know, the host at my bar.
I fulfilled a couple of fantasies.
Kevin was like, go ahead.
I fulfilled a couple of fantasies, and I spent the night that night. I talked to the guy that organized it, and basically talked. I was like, Jesus, like, casting's hard. You're nailing it. And it was, you know, he's in finance, and he has a couple of, like, attorney friends and, like, architects or whatever. And then the majority of the people there were artists. There were a couple of, like, Broadway dancers, a few, like, people that worked in oil or sculpture. Mm-hmm. I was the only writer / stand-up comedian, as far as I could tell. A couple of actresses.
That probably made them nervous. Like, do we really want a stand-up comic here?
This bitch is going to tell about us on stage tomorrow.
Well, I mean, he asked me that, and I said, absolutely, but it's, you know, it's going to be about me and my feelings and experience here. There's going to be no identity, because of the narcissism, I can't, like, make observations about you fuckers. Like, it's all going to be me.
I don't care about you. That's what I was telling
you. Which fantasies did you fulfill?
It was a gangbang situation.
How many did you take on?
5 at once, 8 total.
5 at once?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Skiing? One in the mouth, one down there.
No.
Really?
I was fucking one guy on the bed, and there were 4 guys standing around me, and I was just sort of like hands, mouth, crazy. It wasn't like an organized, like, okay, this dick is in this orifice, and then this other dick is in this orifice. It was just like, I was just surrounded.
It's
and it was
beautiful.
Yeah, it was very, it was very cool. Like, I don't, like, and it wasn't like degrading, like, oh, we're all gonna piss on her. Like, it was just... Yeah, everyone tapped me on the shoulder and asked me if it was okay before climbing on. If you want it, here's my dick. And then one of the hottest moments of the night was after that I laid down and somebody started to fuck me. And he said, "Oh, I came." And I pushed him off of me with my toe. And, like, jizz. Everyone is wearing a condom. Yeah. It's a hyper protect. I didn't have to ask anybody to put a condom on. Like, it was just... Yeah.
Jerking off.
Yeah.
They were in that, okay.
Yeah, of course, because, I mean, like, some people are using fake names. Like, there's no pretense of, like, what, we know each other so well. Like, it's, fuck you, I'm not getting chlamydia of the eye or whatever it is.
herpes.
Whatever. Whatever the risk is.
It's herpes, but
So I pushed him off with my toe, and I just said, next, and felt like a goddess. Like, I felt like this incredible... powerful being that I read about in stories.
That is, I have to say, for a woman, that is so fucking powerful.
Yes!
How many stories do you hear about women like, well, I like hooked up with a guy and, you know, this, that. We always feel, not always, I shouldn't talk in absolutes, but I think many women feel like we really need to be sure that our lover, male lover, is okay, his ego's okay, like, everything's okay, we can't say anything. I was having this conversation last night with a friend of mine, and we were talking about just, like, some of the issues that our past boyfriends have had sexually, and how we were much more worried about, you know, kind of their well-being than we were about our being satisfied to any extent. And so to be able to be in a place where you're just like, great, you came, get off. I'm going to keep going because I can, first of all, as a woman. Yeah. So, woohoo, superpower. And just, I mean, that's amazing. It's beautiful.
And the truth of the matter is that, like, if a guy's ego gets blown or he gets turned off, I mean, he loses his erection. Like, if something weird happens with me, like, I can lick my palm and man up. You know what I mean? It's a very, I've never not been able to fuck a dude because I lost my boner.
Right.
It's never happened. You know what I mean?
Well, no, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, with this situation, it was really about, like, prioritizing my own. And it was so cool. Like, I pushed him off and said next, and somebody behind me heard me and said, "You heard the woman, next."
Yeah.
Like, make this one's fantasy happen.
Like, you're at the deli, you're working behind the deli, kind of like, 74,
now servicing car.
I mean, it's funny, I've literally said, like, lady needs cock, someone can, like,
and someone. The men outnumbered the women, which some people have taken as, like, it's like, no, man, the dudes tap out. Like, some dudes, they come three or four times, they're fucking done. That's they amazing. Gotta go home.
I blow Lenny a drink. I'll be back.
Yeah, three to four is good.
Yeah,
like, they have like a room set up with IVs. it's like a fucking game in Colorado. They've got like the oxygen masks.
Give me a slice and a kettle and soda, please. I need about 15 minutes to recover. I'll be back.
I gotta say, there's this group in New York, and I at first I thought you were describing this one. It's clearly different, but there's this one called it's called the Bukkake Social Club.
I thought you were totally making a joke.
No.
I totally thought you were making a joke, Billy.
One with
me. Listen, if you see my stand-up, you know I barely make jokes. No,
I wasn't gonna say it.
Deprecating humor. Woo!
It's a real thing. This guy Jefferson runs a group where, like, for eager ladies who want a bunch of dicks, he provides a bunch of dicks that he knows.
Is that an issue for women?
Because you want to work when you have to organize, and you want to know everyone's kind of cool, and that guys. You also need to also then have guys who are cool with other guys there, which is also a huge thing.
Yeah. I feel like I could send a mass text and get a bunch of dudes over at my apartment, but would be really upset to see each other.
Right.
Be really mad.
Right.
Sausage party, surprise!
You're all being laid, it's weird.
Yeah.
Get to know me too.
Draw numbers out of a hat, go!
High-low.
Yeah.
Don't cross swords.
What do you mean I'm 13? Fuck!
I got a card for it. I don't know. I think it's always been cool because, like, the last time I went, which was like a few months ago, and the woman just had this smile. And I normally don't fuck the girls at the gangbangs. I'm just, because I don't like to fuck random people once and only once usually. I'm weird like that. I like to know there's a repeat coming up. Usually I show up, I'm like,
in case I don't do well, I need a second chance.
Yeah.
I'm fucking weird.
No, but like, I show up, I'm usually like, I'm here for the blowjob. Because that's normally what it is, but sometimes they'll want to have like intercourse with dudes. And this one time, the girl, she just had such a smile on her face, and all the dicks she had, it was actually so beautiful. I was like, I had to go get a condom because, like, I want to have sex with this woman. She looks so happy and pleased right now. Like, I want involved.
Sounds like a Norman Rockwell painting.
It kind of is, with, like, way more jizz and dicks. But, yeah, otherwise just
so
like it.
So many dicks.
That
so
did not make the cover of Saturday Evening Post, I can guarantee you.
I did have one problem.
One?
Like a size penis?
No. I had, with a condom, it doesn't matter. I did a gangbang orgy and threesome in the same week.
Okay.
And then I got a yeast infection, which made it made perfect sense to me because I believe in an omnipotent God that punishes me for sex stuff. So I was like, this makes sense. But like,
it could be just something, you know.
Or scientifically, there might be an issue.
But I was thinking, I was like, nobody wants to be the cunt at the orgy that's like, can everybody wash their hands?
Can I just say something?
And that's a real thing.
Everyone's
with their dick. And I'm like, you went from the outside, you stuck your fingers in my cunt, you fucking asshole.
And not only that, but like, even if you eat somebody out, like,
yes.
I'm not a germaphobe to that extent. However, you can get a UTI sometimes.
Yes.
And it's not dick related.
Right.
We
it's
have,
STD.
We
it's
have a, like, a very, like, pH balanced atmosphere environment.
No,
and if it gets thrown off.
It's a warm, moist, nutrient rich environment. It's a
fucking
petri dish.
I know. And that's the funny thing, because I had gone to a sex club, and, you know, I was telling the person I was there with, I said, you know, I think you said this, Billy. I was like, you know, in my head, it's like so much sexier and it's awesome. But then, like, realistically, I'm like, I don't think that I want to just randomly hook up with these people because, like, you end up with, like, a UTI or a yeast infection. And the person looked at me a little bit, like, stunned. They're like, well, you would wrap it up, right?
Mm-mm.
And I didn't want to get into the whole thing about, like, it's not the dick. It's not
right.
the dick.
It's
the fact that, like, he was probably, like, petting a dog and, like, holding onto a subway pole.
That's
and now his
say.
Fingers are in my pussy.
Listen,
yes!
your hands were just in the A train. If you want to get in the M train's cooch, you better pull up your elbows.
Just run in, do a quick wash up.
It's so easy, and it's such a simple thing.
They should
thing.
Have that,
I don't
like,
get,
as a sign. Yeah. Like, employees and everybody should
right.
wash their hands as a sign.
I mean, I don't, like, get
or
obsessive about it, but...
woman. Like, what if you're,
fingering
your girlfriend, and then all of a sudden you're fingering this other woman, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
if it's all the
it's
one encounter,
thing.
I may not, but, like, for example, like, I had my first threesome, like, a few weeks ago. I wasn't, like, washing my
humble
hands.
Humble brag, ding!
I kind of skipped out. I had orgies and gangbangs, and I forgot the half of threesome.
See, so it is third base.
Yeah, I tested out of threesomes. I'm fingering both, but then, let's say I was to then go hook up with someone else, I would, like, definitely wash my hands there, because it's, like, a separate
No, but,
encounter.
Like, let's say she, okay. I know nobody likes to talk about STDs, even though they're incredibly,
oh, I love talking about it.
Like,
let's
rampant.
Do it.
But my point is,
it's
like, let's say one girl has chlamydia, but it's not at a point where she really knows
she's,
that she has it.
Asymptomatic.
Yeah, of
sure.
course. Right? So you finger her, and then you finger the other girl. That's my point, right?
Isn't that the whole premise of the movie Outbreak?
I probably text and ask.
What?
Isn't that the premise of the movie Outbreak?
With doctors.
My version of
that. And I'm honest to God, I am not a germaphobe or anything like that. Right. But I think what it is like every once in a while where you're like, oh, and for women, the thing that sucks is we're the ones who have to deal with it. Like, you know, it's
because,
like,
of the petri dish. Like, it's got to be really bad for a dude to have symptoms. Like, it's got to be. And the likelihood, I mean, you know, you put a condom on or whatever, you're not going to get anything.
Right.
Nobody's aggressively fingering some mucous membrane that is susceptible to pH changes. But,
Are you that clinical at the gangbang, too, with that kind of discussion, or no?
Yeah, I'm not popular.
Or it could be very simple, like, hey, go wash your fucking hands.
I'm pretty sure you're popular.
I'm
Tracy popular.
Flick of fucking everything, though. Even at the orgy, I'm like, excuse me, actually, excuse me.
That's a hell of a Velma from Scooby-Doo, by the way.
Elma, yeah, that's funny. I don't know. It's, it's nice, but I really wish that we treated STDs in the way that we treated other kinds of illness, because I feel like there's a stigma around it which prevents people from getting tested and which prevents people from getting treated, and it prevents people from having honest conversations with their partner,
dude.
Which is something that I really appreciated about the orgy like sex, like the sex positive fringe culture, is that there's a culture of aggressive honesty with mm-hmm. that kind of stuff that I feel like you don't get in the sort of watered down
and it's amazing,
more mainstream like dating world.
Because, about it.
Yeah, because people feel like they can just lie to each other. Like, yeah. A guy lies about making more money and a woman lies about
not wearing partners. As many people.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's
I've never
a weird
done this
thing.
Before. No, goes here.
Yeah. No, my favorite is the one night stand. I don't normally do this, but
please leave by 6 a.m.
Can you just use double loop? I'm a little bit dry.
But the doorman will have your gift.
The Derek Jeter special?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, just in the way that it's, like, overly consensual, like, that's overly honest about everything, whether it's pleasure right. or STIs or whatever. It's just because, like, some people go, like, oh, well, communication is, like, not sexy. But, like, fuck you, I think it's, like, the sexiest thing.
You know what's not sexy is not knowing what you signed up for. Not sexy is
getting a finger in your ass that you didn't ask for.
I was dating somebody. This astonished me, and forgive me if I've already brought it up on the podcast before, but this astonished me. I was dating somebody, and we both agreed to go get tested so we could, know what was going on and hopefully not use condoms. So anyhow, so I come back and I'm like, all right, all good. He comes back and he's like, okay, I don't have AIDS. And I'm like,
it's a good opener.
Yeah. And I'm like,
I'm not going to die.
Well, I'm like, fantastic. Well, that's great. And I was like, and so everything else too, right? Came back clean. And he was like, well, what do you mean? And I was like, well, we were talking about getting tested for STDs. And he's like, well, I just went to the doctor and I said I wanted to get tested, and he just tested me for this and told me that I don't have AIDS. Wait, gets better.
Please tell me that's
how
he said it.
It gets better.
Did he say but I have strep throat instead?
No, it gets better. Oh, it gets better. And I said, well, again, super happy you don't. I said, it would be great if you would actually go back and get tested for STDs, because that's really what we're talking about. He goes back. I don't know if this is true. This is what he told me, and he was a good guy, so I don't think he lied. He goes back to the same doctor, and he's like, I actually want to get tested, for STDs. Like, my girlfriend wants, the full slate of it. He goes, why? Who is she sleeping with? What is she?
Fuck this doctor. Fuck this guy.
Swear to God.
College, I had a doctor like that. I fucking go in sophomore year, like I'm finally single, and I go in, and I was just like, I just want to get
tested. You're trying to be responsible.
Yeah, I went in to get tested for everything. And
like, every pamphlet in the fucking waiting room is about this, and then the doctor himself or herself is like, why? What's wrong with you? Why do you need to get tested?
Now, I asked for, like, the full length. Now, I'm at the time 19, so I don't understand, like, that, like, for example, like, HPV and herpes, like, aren't that big of a deal. Stuff like that. But, like, I still ask for things. Yeah. So, when this doctor questioned me, kind of pushed back a little bit, there was a different reason he should have said. But this is why he says, like, I shouldn't have gotten, like, a herpes test. Because he's like, well, what are you going to do? You're going to get it? You're just going to, like, tell her? That will really kill the mood. I'm like, dude, why are you, like, the bro doctor?
Oh, my God.
A bro doctor.
Do you fucking do, like, keg stands in your office? What the fuck? Yeah.
It's my problem, now it's yours.
I remember in college, I mean, I worked as a sex worker for a minute, and now I've sort of gotten into this, like, sex positive culture, so it's a really different world, but I was hooking up with a guy in college who's a bro, and...
Wait, client? Because you mentioned sex workers.
No. This is outside of that world. This is why it was so shocking, because I never had to deal with this kind of pressure as an escort. I said, do you have any condoms? And he said, no. And I said, okay, well, I have one. And, I tried to get him to put it on. And he didn't say anything to me. He just took it off. And I said, dude, like, not cool. Like, you gotta wear the condom. And he said, we'd met at a party. This was like a casual hookup. He goes, why? I don't sleep with a lot of random people. Do you?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And
he's sitting there
trying to slut shame me into fucking him without a condom. And what I said was, yeah, dude, that's why I slept with you. You think you're that fucking special? And then he lost his erection for the rest of the night.
Yay!
He
couldn't
nice.
Do it.
Nice.
But I'm like,
way to fuck up the moment, random guy. You had her.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Don't say shit, guys. Keep your mouth shut.
No,
put the rubber on.
Don't
put the rubber
slut shame a woman who's fucking you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait until the morning.
But the sad fact is...
Goodbye, whore. Bring back some
breakfast. The sad fact is a lot of women, young women especially,
they'll just feel bad. They'll, again, they'll take it all on themselves.
It was intended to make me feel
bad. Absolutely. The way, that's astonishing, too, that for some reason men just don't care that they get an STD.
Yeah. If it's
not AIDS. That's the thing. I think it's not that they don't care, because once they get it, they don't care. I think they just don't think about it.
You know what it is?
And this is the thing I fucking ramp on probably every day. I should try to keep it to weekly. But it's sex education in this country doesn't teach it.
No, I know.
And that's the problem. I didn't have any sex ed all 4 years of high school.
Of Catholic school. Trust me. Yeah. So I got in trouble for asking.
I didn't even get abstinent only sex ed. It just never came up.
Really?
I got to college.
Were you homeschooled?
No, I just, my boring, weird boring school up. Didn't fucking do it. So I didn't know what the STIs that there were out there. Yep. I didn't even know how to put on a condom. When I lost my virginity, I had to give her the condom and be like, I don't know what to do with this. You're going to have to put it on.
That's a stop.
It's more complicated than it looks. And
you probably went to a very
pinching the tip is important.
Because
that's otherwise you're going to end
bust right through that
shit.
You'll
bust right through it.
Then they're done that.
We got to upgrade the size.
Talk about it, you know?
But don't pull it and pinch it and let go. Right. Yeah.
And then also
they're done that too.
So it's like a
fucking clown.
It's like the rubber band.
It's not that they don't care. It's just that a lot of them just don't know.
In my sex ed class, the
and also it burns.
I think that blaming women or setting up women to be the gatekeepers of
everything
is so problematic.
STD, you're a vixen. You're the reason I'm cheating on my wife.
I remember being told by a woman who was wearing a nurse costume, and I call it a nurse costume because she didn't have any fucking medical training. She was just a minister's wife who volunteered to go around all of the schools to give an abstinence education program. So my public school paid for this thinly veiled evangelical person to come push her bullshit. She just didn't say the word Jesus, but it was all there. And she said women are like party platters. Do you want a woman do you want a party platter that's been picked over by everyone else at the party, or do you want a nice fresh party platter to go and pick on? And I was like, oh, great, yeah, I'm already devalued. I may as well throw
your husband's fucking guys, right, lady?
Right. But and she said things like condoms are full of holes because they're made from woven latex and they don't hold.
So is her whole discussion.
Yeah.
Right. Continue.
Yeah, but to a bunch of 14-year-olds, these arguments feel really compelling. And it's
where'd you grow up?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
That'll do it. Yeah, that's gonna do that. Now that helps the argument.
Yeah. So it's, it's just...
It's, no, you know what, it's really amazing. Mentality. You've lived in Europe, so yes. I don't know, I forgot what ages, but...
From 2 to 8.
Okay.
Where?
Well, in Europe.
Wiesbaden and Bautzwalbach, Germany.
I was just in Oktoberfest.
You could have just said Germany. You didn't have to make yourself feel stupid and not cultured.
Sounds like home.
But it's really amazing because in Europe, they really do have a different take on it. And they do actually look at it from a health perspective, a genuine health perspective. And it's not to say that there isn't, slut shaming there or whatever. Right. And it's definitely, I know where my parents are from, there's a chauvinistic society that exists. But they also understand, hygiene, health, sexual health, and all those things. And it's not taboo to talk about it. And also, there isn't this stupid mentality that exists in America of, well, we don't need to talk to our kids about it because they're not having sex. Mm-hmm. That has been proven wrong countless amount of times. Yeah. But it is. It's something that parents say a lot. And even parents, I would venture to say, who consider themselves pretty open, but when it comes to their own children, they're like, well, no, but they're not.
Yeah. I agree.